All right, today we're going to pray for specific area, the SoCal News Group and the Media News Group, who oversee quite a few newspapers, digital, online, and a variety of different ones. And we'll give you some history on that. And there are three specific local newspapers in our county that they own and operate: the San Bernardino Sun, the Redlands Daily Facts, and the Inland Empire Daily Bulletin. So we're going to pray for that, and also understand that we're going to be targeting over the next several days four main areas that make up news groups. It's the management, advertising, the content that they distribute, like the information, the news itself, and then the readers that they actually provide it to. Our first verse today is 1 Timothy 6:10. We're going to pray for the management, God, that they will not have the love of money, which is the root of all kinds of evil. We know that some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and have pierced themselves with many griefs. So we pray for this SoCal News Group and the Media News Group and the specific leaders that we're going to mention here in a moment. And we're going to pray, God, that they will not be motivated by the love of money, but instead to serve their readers and those that advertise with them appropriately and right. We pray, God, that they would strive for fair reporting and that they would focus their efforts on accuracy. In Isaiah 59:14, you say, "Justice is driven back and righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets. Honesty cannot enter." So, Father, we pray that there will be justice in the way that they share the information, in the way that they pick what they're going to do, who they're going to hire, who they're going to let go, that they would not stop the reporters, the journalists, and all those involved in putting the information out there and or getting advertisers and or providing the information through technology, that they will not stop them because of some other thing on their mind, that justice would be shared and righteousness and truth and honesty. So also we pray, Father, for Micah 6:8, that you say, "Lord, who has shown us, O mortal, what is good? What does the Lord require of us? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God." We pray that these managers and leaders will learn to act justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. And if they don't know you, we pray for their salvation. We also pray that they would enforce the journalist creed. So we're going to just pray about that real quick. The journalist creed: they believe in the profession of journalism, that the public journal is a public trust. We pray that they would do that. They recognize that the public trusts them and that they are connected to the full measure of that responsibility to be trustees for the public, that acceptance of a lesser service than the public service is betrayal of this trust. So we pray, God, they won't betray that trust, those that are involved with the leadership. We pray along the journalist creed that they would have clear thinking, clear statement, accuracy, fairness, and that would be fundamental to good journalism. They believe that they should write only what they hold is in their heart to be true, that suppression of news for any consideration other than the welfare of the society is indefensible. We pray, God, no news will be suppressed, that there would not be whatever power is trying to stop that news. We pray that that power would be broken in the name of Jesus, that they would not write as a journalist. They would should be like gentlemen and gentle ladies, that they would not take bribery, that in fact that would be irresponsible, and that we pray, Father, that the advertising news, that all of that would be in the best interest of the readers. We pray, God, that the journalism that succeeds and best deserves success fears God and honors man. We pray for the leaders to fear God and honor men, the people that they serve, that they would not be moved by pride of opinion or greed of power. They would be constructive, tolerant but not careless, self-controlled, patient, respectful of their readers, unafraid, quickly indignant at injustice, unswayed by the appeal of privilege or the clamor of the mob, seek to give every man a chance, and as far as law and honest wage and recognition of human brotherhood can make it so, an equal chance, profoundly patriotic while sincerely promoting international goodwill, cementing world comradeship, And knowing that it is for today's world, we praise you, God, for this journalism creed. And then we thank you that the SoCal News Group, the merging of their groups between SoCal and the LA News and the Media News Group, making it the second largest and one of the largest digital ones in the United States since 2016. But we pray that this power would not be usurped and they would not overstep their boundaries. Their mission is to connect communities so that they can get more information from a variety of sources. We pray, God, that as they distribute through newspaper, magazine, mobile, online, in print, online, and social media, that the 8.1 million readers that they reach, that they would be able to do this with fairness and trust and with clarity and not hype and sensationalism. We pray for the Media News Group leadership, specifically their leaders, Marshall Anstandig, the general counsel, Guy Gilmore, the chief operating officer, Bill Higginson, the executive vice president of operations and in IT, Abel Ibrahim, senior vice president of circulation, Michael Corn, the chief financial officer, Chris Loretto, executive VP of digital revenue and ads, Kathy Maliki, Senior Vice President of Human Resources, and Frank Pine, the Executive Editor. We pray, God, that you would anoint them to teach, to reach the audiences with truth, that everything they do would be with justice and fairness and humbly walk before you. Though they reach 68 daily and more than 300 weekly publications in the U.S., we thank you that the San Bernardino Sun reaches 600,000 readers in our community. The Redlands Daily Facts reaches 250,000. The Daily Bulletin from Pomona to Ontario, the Inland Valley, reaches over 400,000 readers. We pray, God, that they would recognize that this is a big responsibility and they wouldn't take it lightly. In Jesus' name, amen.